News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's our Monday update. United Way of the Brazos Valley. Allison Prince on hands. We enter the Christmas New Year's period. Ready to roll for the holidays?
Sure, absolutely. I think this is my last time to come in this calendar year, right, before we welcome in 2017.
And what a calendar year it's been.
It has been an interesting calendar year. We've had some really exciting times. We've had some tough times, too. But the holidays are always a challenging time for a lot of people. It's a fun time for many. It's also a time when we get to see the beautiful spirit of so many people in this community who open up their hearts and open up their wallets and open up their closets and give to others and give to those in need. But it's also a time, it's a great time to remind everyone in the community that needs don't go away and they don't happen just around the holidays. This is something that United Way is fighting for 365 days a year. And we work with amazing partners who are also joining us in this fight for the education, financial stability, and health of every person in our community. And with me today is one of those partners, and that's Liz Dickey. She's the Executive Director of Health for All, one of our programs that we fund around our health initiative. Preventative health services are so important. Being seen by a physician, by a medical provider before issues become major issues. Preventative health is something that we really focus a lot on. It's one of our regional bold goals that we're working towards. And Liz Dickey and her organization is a big part of that.
And welcome back.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
And let's talk about the preventative health, particularly we're in a cold snap. That means perhaps you're going to have an uptick in volume of people you're seeing.
We always do. It's cold season, flu season, and lots of germs going around. So we encourage everybody to go see their doctor, particularly for patients of Health for All, the free clinic for the uninsured. A lot of times it's easy to neglect their own health. It's put on the back burner while they're taking care of their families, taking care of paying the bills. Unfortunately, if you don't make your health a priority, a lot of times you're going to find yourself in a hole. You'll get sick where you won't be able to go to work and you won't be able to earn your income. And suddenly things snowball and it gets to be a bad situation. So we're encouraging folks to come in to get established with a primary health care provider. That's what Health for All is there to do.
A little more history for those who aren't aware of the Health for All.
We are a free clinic that has been around for almost 30 years. We were founded right here in Bryan as a very organic need. Dr. Haji and his family ended up operating out of a motel room in downtown Bryan. And the need was such that we have grown to 6 different locations and more than 1,500 patients that need our services every year. No state or federal funding. It's all local donations and businesses that support us that allow us to really take care of our community right here. So we have volunteer nurses and doctors that provide the medical care, and we cover all of the expenses for lab tests, x-rays, and all of the testing and follow-up that's needed.
And the contribution you receive from United Way is used how?
It helps to actually pay for the salaries of the staff that help keep the clinic going. We have 6 staff members and more than 250 volunteers that actually makes the clinic run. And the United Way acknowledges the need to have that consistency, that expertise, people there coaching and teaching and counseling our patients, familiar faces that are following up every month, every week. So we can't thank them enough, and it's a huge boost to be able to have that right here in our community and supported that way.
Visiting with Liz Dickey, Health for All, you mentioned a word that commonly visit with agency representatives, and that's volunteers. And I'm sure particularly in the area of medical volunteers, those who may have an opening, no matter how small in their schedule, you'd like to visit with them.
We would love to visit with them. We are extremely flexible. We understand that particularly medical professionals are tasked with millions of things, and their schedules are even more hectic than our own. But we would love to have them on our team, and we'll bend over backwards to make it work for their convenience.
Also, some other things that Health for All is doing that you'd like to see some community assistance.
We are actually right in the middle of our Gift of Health campaign, and it's a way for the community to help sponsor healthcare for the uninsured. They can pay for the cost of a prescription medication, a $5 donation. They can pay for a mammogram for a woman in need to get screened for the very first time. There's a whole slew of options and a way for everybody to find something that interests them. It's also a wonderful last-minute gift for somebody to say, I've donated in your honor, and we'll make sure that they get acknowledgement of the impact they've made right here in our community.
And how does one go about making that contribution?
They can find us online at hlth4all.org, or they can call us at 979-774-4176.
I'm going to have you repeat that just because it's also probably the contact information for someone who might be listening who is or knows of someone who needs the services.
It is. They can go to hlth4all.org or call us at 979-774-4176.
What else have I missed that we need to share with listeners?
Just our gratitude for all of the people in this community who have opened their hearts and their wallets and their calendars to give us their time and support. We are so blessed to be in a community that rallies behind so many great causes, and it's all because of the people who live and support right here in our own backyard that we're able to do it.
And Allison, you and I keep hearing that from agency director after agency director after agency director.
It's so wonderful working with an amazing group of passionate people, and Liz kind of talking about her staff that you know, I think that everybody can understand that when you're, healthcare is a serious business. It's not something that just you can go volunteer with no experience, you know, and treat people. And that's the thing, that this isn't just a hodgepodge of people that kind of help out. And there's professionals behind it that are driving this, that that take those volunteer hours and really make it something and treat the patient with dignity. You know, that before we went on the interview today, Liz and I were visiting about there a few years ago when they renovated their space or moved to a new location, and just the dignity that it brought patients and feeling like they were valued, that that they can have a nice space, that the staff wears a uniform and takes pride in their appearance and the environment that they create for their patients. It just shows that that it doesn't matter your circumstances, you deserve to have healthcare, and there's an amazing resource in our community that if anybody can take advantage of, even when you're uninsured. You have that ability to still be seen by a professional. So I think it's just an important part of our fight for education, financial stability, and health. And we're really appreciative of all the support that people provide to directly to the organizations or through United Way, because when you support United Way, you're not only supporting Health for All, you're also supporting 17 other organizations that we're all working in a variety of different ways. And that's why I keep bringing people, different people each time, because it's an opportunity to see that that we're working across our community. We're looking at our community's most pressing issues and trying to fight together to make this place a better place.
As we get into the last couple of weeks of the calendar year, those who might be interested in a presentation or assistance in a workplace campaign, office hours and contact information.
Absolutely. You can always call our office at 979-696-4483. We will be closed over the holidays for a bit. We close coming up this Friday, and then we'll reopen after the new year. We were closed for next week for the holidays to allow our staff some time with their families. But you can always reach out to us. Many of us still check our emails over the holidays, so it's not a time that we just completely walk away. We're just away from the office and spending some time with our families. But absolutely, in the new year, campaign is not over. We keep campaigning into April, so it's not too late to make a contribution to United Way's campaign for this year. And you can always do that by going to our website at uwbv.org.
Which I believe the website has all the staff email addresses.
Absolutely, it sure does.
You guys have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
You too. Likewise. Thank you.
Liz Dickey, Health for All, Allison Prince, United Way of the Brazos Valley on News Talk 1620 WTAW.